Hello and welcome back to the fourth episode of the Pugsley Crew Reviews. I'm Peds. It's been a little while since the last episode due to me being ill and then lots of shit happening with the kids going back to school and then hospital appointments and so on and so forth. So that's why we've taken so long to come back. This may happen from time to time due to some commitments, but like, you know, it shouldn't happen too often. Unless I drop dead, then it'll stop. Anyway, as usual, I am here with Kerr9000. How you doing, dude?
I'm all right, chap. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Just been chilling, having some fun, playing video games and watching some films and TV shows and things. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. Pretty much the same, just gaming and that sort of thing.
That's fair enough. As long as you've been enjoying yourself, that's the main thing. But the film we are going to be talking about today is Transformers the Movie from 1986, I believe. So it's the animated one based around G1, Generation 1. And it's very, very different from the Bay films. Fuck. And So we'll start by asking Kerr what are his thoughts on the film?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I first saw it in the cinema. If it's 1986 and I was born in 81, that's going to make me about 5, isn't it? So, Yeah, great memories from the very first time I saw it in the local cinema called the Byron, to getting it on VHS and then having, oh, I don't know how many DVDs of it until I got the Blu-ray.
Yeah. I didn't see it at cinema. I was born in 84, so when it came out, I would have been 2.
A little bit young.
Yeah, a little bit too young for Transformers, especially with the amount of foul language in this. I was shocked by the fact that I was surprised by the, oh shit, what are we going to do now? Not this time, like early, early. Well, I completely get behind it. But when I first watched it as a young'un, I was like, wow, did I just hear that right? Yes, I did.
That whole line exists in the film. Because in certain markets, and I think America's one of them, they only show Universal films early in the day. And if you want to be shown all day and night, you need to be at least a PG.
Right.
So that shit is purely in the film to make it a PG so it could have longer cinema screening times.
Make more money.
Yeah.
Which is basically what Transformers is, marketing.
Oh, it's a giant, this film in particular is a giant toy commercial, because the whole point of the film, it's set between season 2 and season 3 of the TV series.
Yeah.
And essentially, Hasbro, is it, that owns Transformers, were like, We want you to kill off a good 50% of the sort of cast.
Yeah.
So that we can bring in new characters, new toys, more money.
Exactly, yeah. I think some of the characters that died in the initial attack at the beginning of the film, I think some of them were actually still in the show late, like in season 3.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff in season 3 and 4 where characters who've died or been turned into other characters suddenly appear in the background or... And weirdly, there's very few characters, in fact, maybe none, that were introduced in season 2 in the movie, because I think the movie was written before season 2 was written. Ah. So for who's there, who's not, who comes, it's weird.
Well, I was thinking to myself, like, the characters this is based around is obviously some of the usuals, but you've got Cap, RC, Hot Rod, Blur, Wheelie, right? Are they all new characters for the film?
Yeah. Ultra Magnus, Cup, RC, Hot Rod, Springer, they're all new. Then obviously Galvatron, and the sweeps.
Yeah. But, yeah, brilliant film. Fucking soundtrack is the fucking bomb. It's very, very 80s, but it's fucking good.
It is. One of my school really friends actually brought the soundtrack from HMV as an import, and it was something ridiculous like £25.
Damn.
And I was lucky enough that it was like, as everybody was just getting CD recorders in the computers, and he burned a copy of his and gave it to me for nothing. So thank you very much to Andrew for that, because, yeah, brilliant.
Drop his full name and address so that the FBI can get him. Yeah, to be honest, I do write down notes, but I haven't got a lot of notes for this film. My one of my kids was watching it with me, because he's a Transformers fan. He's autistic, and while I was watching the film, he didn't stop talking throughout the entire film about different things and stuff like that. And he's like, the reason why, like, I think it was RC, the reason why RC was created, because a lot of people complaining there's no female Transformers or stuff like this. I'm like, is there? I don't know. And it could be, right? I don't know. And loads of things.
Originally, they did say that Transformers was aimed for boys, so there could not be any female robots. Yeah. And it was somebody connected to the film that pushed back on that, and they wanted a female robot because their daughter was into it.
Exactly. Not just for girls or boys. It's for everyone. But, there was quite a few things he was asking, like, this, how does this happen? Because it doesn't make sense. And, like, even one of the things I said is, like, Ultramanus gets fucking blown apart, and yet Optimus Prime dies. Spoilers. Optimus Prime dies by just getting, like, stabbed in the gut or whatever. And it's like,
that does make you think, doesn't it? You'd take those Junkions and you'd take them to Prime's body and go, there you go.
Exactly, yeah. My son actually said when we were watching, he's like, so they should just go back straight away and get Prime. Fair enough. I was like, yeah, but, you know, it was a movie, they wanted to sell toys. quite a few things he was commenting on, and as well as that, he was commenting on, how things are in different versions of the show and things. I'm like, okay, fair enough. Even Galvatron was like, in this, he's like just he's just like a gruffer Megatron seeming. Whereas in the show, Galvatron is like nuts. he's insane. Yeah. They changed him to which is fine. It's just, I don't know why he ended up going insane, but at least it differentiates him from Megatron. In the film, he's not really differentiated other than being a fucking powerful cannon. The fact they killed Starscream in the film makes me a sad boy.
Yeah, I love Starscream. He's a favourite.
It's funny. Funnily enough, this is actually one of the things my son said, not me, is this battle going on now, and this is the first big fight at the beginning of the film. He's like, this would be more like an ending battle with all this happening. But I think they try to show, like, that from the off that it's going to just get ramped up. And I was like, yeah, because it does. By the end of the film, with the Ultron. Ultron? What the fuck? Ultron's a completely Unitron. Different thing. Ultron is, I don't even know where Ultron's from.
Ultron's the
Marvel.
Marvel, yeah, he's the android.
Yeah.
Which, in the films, Tony Stark built, and in the comics, it was the original Ant-Man, I think.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I don't know why I said Ultron. Unicron is, like, this massive fucking planet-sized transformer, and it does ramp its way up throughout the film. I really enjoy it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, lots of great action sequences. I think there's some really good voice actors in it. Mm-hmm. I think the animation's cool. And like you said, the soundtrack is immense.
Yeah. I think one of the weirdest readings in the film when it comes to the voice acting is Orson Welles as Unicron, where he goes, "You belong to me now." It's just, "You belong to me now," not "You belong to me now."
I think, you know, when you hear about him, it was right at the end of his life. And I know he said some comment about, people asked him what he was, and I was a big robot that was like killing other toys. Meh, not interested. So I think there's a combination of him being old and ill and not giving a crap. They originally thought all his recordings were going to be useless because there was like asthmatic-esque puffing over the top of them.
Yeah.
But they put it through an editor and stuff. And I think you can still hear like a wheezing in his voice.
I didn't notice, personally.
I think, you know, how they've put like machiney noises around him and there's a bit of like reverb. I think it hides some of it, but I think, you know, if you give it a close listen, I think there's pieces in it where he sounds a bit raspy.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I do enjoy Unicron. And he's never been brought back properly. Like, I think there's supposed, like my son was telling me, that they his head did reappear in the TV show.
Yeah, either the third or fourth season, there's an episode where the ghost of Starscream is stealing stuff to try and rebuild Unicron. He steals the eyes from, I think it might be one from Triptychon and one from, oh, what's the Autobot? Is it Fortress Maximus, maybe?
There's a few of them in
the head, and then he's going to wire it to a planet or something.
Yeah. But, there's that, and then I think he came back in a way in some animated show where there was Dark Energy on and so on and so forth. And I think, like, Megatron was controlling him, and it was just like, oh, this is shit. Fuck off. But yeah, like I haven't got a lot of notes. One thing we were laughing about, like, it's a really good film, but where they do the, like, grana, weep, barna, weep, ninny bon.
Barna, weep, ninny bon.
Yeah, they do that, and then they all start dancing around, and it's like, why are they dancing? They're just, what? Because they're dancing. It's like, what the fuck? They were just trying to kill each other, now they dance. What the fuck?
But it's weird, isn't it? Because Cup does it with the Sharktacons, and they basically beat the crap out of them and arrest them. And then Hot Rod tries it with the Junkions, and oh, it works.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't it the first introduction to Quintessons?
Yes. They do show up in season 3 and 4, but they weren't in it before then, so.
Yeah. Also, they're in the TV movie, innit, where they bring back Optimus Prime.
Yeah, a Quintesson's used in the, I think, is it The Awakening it's called?
Oh, I'm not sure what it's called.
Yeah, it's part of season 4, The Awakening, which is the second time they brought him back, because the first time they bring him back as a zombie that was brought to life by the Quintesson's.
Yeah, to just kill stuff. I can't remember what exactly. I haven't seen that for a long time. I've only seen that once, and I was probably like 10, maybe younger.
I tell you, I can't remember who made it, but it's on YouTube. You've got to look it up. It's called The Rude Reawakening of Optimus Prime. And somebody's took bits from that Awakening episode, and they have Prime come back to life and talk to Hot Rod Rodimus. And he's like going, you've ran this organization right into the fucking ground. I got Matrix Ultra Magnus, and the first good thing you've done is bring me back. It's brilliant.
It sounds good. But when it comes to Hot Rod, I prefer Hot Rod than Rodimus, like design wise. I don't know why. And also I prefer the car. The car's cooler as a Hot Rod.
He just loses a lot of the style when he turns into a car crossed with a camper van thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it's meant to be. What? What is it? I honestly don't know. Anyway, for those who haven't seen it, as we've been talking about it, basically the Decepticons intercept a Autobots ship, get on it, kill the people on there, and then invade Earth Base 1, I think? Or the Earth Base, I can't remember. And the big battle ensues, Optimus Prime and a lot more Transformers come along and start turning the tide. Optimus dies, Megatron dies, sort of. And then Megatron gets turned into Galvatron. He kills Starscream, bastard. And then loads of battles happen. And eventually they all end up fighting against Unicron. And Hot Rod gets the Matrix of Power and becomes Rodimus Prime. And kicks Galvatron's ass and throws him through the fucking side of Unicron into space. And yeah, and then Ultron, I was gonna say it again, Unicron blows up and dies.
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire plot outline.
Yeah, yeah. And in between all of this, there's some fucking awesome music in the background. You know, it starts with the fucking really cool version of the Transformers theme.
Oh, yeah. It's a band called Lion, and it is a rocking version of the theme. It's the only other cartoon to film theme I can think that I like, having been rocked out so hard, is the Pokemon theme in Pokemon the First Movie.
Hmm.
That's another like rendition where they took a simple cartoon song and added a ton of rock and proper went with it.
Yeah.
Weirdly, did you know that apparently the song The Touch
you
from
the
soundtrack
touch.
Was written for Stallone's Cobra?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then not used for it. And used for this instead.
Good.
And I just can't see in I mean, Cobra's a decent film, but I can't see. This doesn't fit it.
No.
This is too
good.
Well, light-hearted and like empowering.
Yeah. No, I get you. I was just having a laugh. But yeah, what I liked about instantly when the film starts, right? Transformers comes up, and then. No, it doesn't even, the Transformers thing doesn't even come up till after the opening scene. You see this thing happening where Unicron is like in space and then all of a sudden starts devouring a planet, and it's like, wow, what a way to start. So starting on Optimus having a conversation with someone, it's Unicron instantly.
Annihilation.
Yeah. And the guy the last survivor, I'm the last survivor of whatever the planet was, and he's like, oh, well, you're going to die now. Drop. Innocent or guilty? No, guilty or innocent? Innocent. Oh, well, you're dead. I still don't get why they die for being innocent. Unless it's like, doesn't matter what we rule, you're dead anyway.
Probably. I mean, I remember being spun out by that as a kid, because you instantly go, oh, innocent, he's going to be all, oh, no.
Exactly, yeah.
But I suppose it is, because, you know, obviously there's other people, like, watching, because Hot Rod and Cup are watching him be put on trial as such. So you're kind of seeing people think, well, it doesn't matter what gets said.
Yeah.
We're basically waiting for death.
Exactly, yeah. One of the things my kid said when we were watching is like, why does every single different robot and thing, every different planet speak English? I was like, because it does. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they make the big fuss, don't they, with that bar weep grana weep ninny bomb, that's a universal greeting across the galaxy.
Yeah.
So we've got like a universal language that's not one of ours. And other than that phrase, it's not used.
Yeah,
because everybody speaks English.
Yeah, it's like, dudes, make up your mind.
The universal greeting might as well be, hey, up, how are you?
Exactly. Right, but what are you doing? How's it hanging? Which of the new Transformers is your favourite in the show, in the film?
Autobot-wise, Springer.
Oh.
Definitely. I just, you know, he's a good warrior with two decent transformations. He pulls out that sword at one point, which is, you know, pretty badass. Because other than Megatron and Prime, we've always ever seen guns. Normal warriors haven't, like, pulled out hand weapons much.
Yeah.
But Decepticons, possibly Cyclonus.
Yeah, cool. That's fair enough. I'm just going to be lazy and go out Galvatron of Decepticons and... Cup or Hot Rod?
I like Cup.
Yeah, I think he's funny, and I like his interactions with Grimlock.
Yeah,
like they did in the middle of trying story. They tried to escape from a planet that's, you know, from Earth, where they've been attacked by another group of Decepticons, and he's like, tell me Grimlock's story. It's like, dude, what the fuck? I love they had the Dinobots in it, because the Dinobots are fucking awesome. I remember watching the episode where they get introduced, and they, you know, in the show, and the Dinobots, not really good to start with. Not bad, they just don't care, and Grimlock is extremely fucking powerful in it, like, but, yeah. That was fun. Big fan of Transformers. Well, I was. I don't really watch it now. My kid keeps snagging me to watch Transformers Prime. It's supposed to be really good. And I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it when I get a chance. Too busy doing other things. Stop nagging at me. What's that, man?
I've bounced off a lot of the new ones. I gave him a couple of episodes, and I just go, I'd rather go watch G1 again.
That's fair enough.
I watched a fair bit of Beast Wars at one point, but... I think I watched it through once and that was it. Whereas G1, I think I've watched most of the episodes of that 50 times a piece minimum.
Yeah. I haven't. I've watched them a few times, but like I've watched it for years. I'll watch the movie every now and again. I haven't got time to watch like multiple series over and over simply because I just want to do so many different things.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is. But what's your favourite quote from the film, then? So I've got a few written down.
I think my absolute favourite, because I've used it in real life before, is Springer. I've got better things to do tonight than die. I love
that's
it.
That's a good one. My quotes are mainly like the obvious ones, like one shall stand and one shall fall. Well, one shall stand, one shall fall. That. Which has been is being used in other media. It's even used in like War for Cybertron, or whatever it's called, the game.
Yeah.
And then the first quote I wrote down is such heroic nonsense when he shoots. Is it Ironhide in the head?
Ironhide, yeah. I mean, that's the brutal thing. That's 10 minutes into the film, and he's killed that whole ship. And not only that, but you know, Ironhide's crawling on his hands and knees and gets shot in the face.
Yeah.
But I mean, Cup very much is the Ironhide replacement. He's the old grizzled soldier that's been through everything.
Yeah. I like it though. He's like, oh, you know, these stories and stuff like that. And it comes to when they see Unicron and he's like, have you got anything that reminds you? He's like, nope, never seen anything like this before. Another one. You who are without mercy, now beg for it. I thought you were made from sterner stuff. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And also the interaction between Megatron and Unicron. When Megatron goes, nobody summons Megatron. And then Unicron says, then it pleases me to be the first. Like, fuck you. Yeah, I actually, I haven't got many notes, literally. I've got like three. And the one of them is like, great start to the film. Unicron just devouring a planet. Then bam, straight into the fucking Transformers theme. Because it is a really good intro to it. Like,
oh, yeah. It really sets the tempo for the film.
Yeah. And it is like high octane in a sense. It's like fight, a little bit of dialogue and chatting and finding out bits. And then fight. And then a little bit of exposition and fight, and then a bit of exposition and fight, exposition, big end battle. It's like there's enough story in there between the fights to it not just being all action, but there's enough action there to keep the kids entertained as well. And me.
The irony is, looking at the Bay films, they're just explosion, explosion, explosion. But they don't work, at least to me.
Yeah, I'm not... When I first watched the Transformers film, the Bay film, I thought, it's okay, but, like, looking back, I also wasn't a massive fan of the designs on the Transformers themselves. And also, I hate the fact that since the movies, and including the movies, Bumblebee just makes either fucking beeping noises or talk through his radio and stuff. I'd rather him just talk.
Yeah, like I don't, to. You know.
Like, Bumblebee
Where have they
is
got
a
that
big...
From? It's big, like a junkie on, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Yeah. How would you learn to talk like that? The TV. We talk TV. Something like that. We talk television. It's brilliant. Because they
when
do talk
in Ultra Magnus, and they go, we'll get his motor running, 90-day warranty. Cock-a-doo!
Yeah, it is very good. What did you dislike about the film?
Well, they do kill a few too many people for me.
Yeah.
Which is good for the film, but, you know, a lot of them are very treasured characters.
Hmm. I get that.
And I think... Well, yeah, it's cool for people watching it now, but by God, was it brutal for kids back then. There's all sorts of stories of kids needing therapy and stuff. And
yeah, supposedly a lot of kids, like a lot of people walked out with the kids because they were so upset watching Optimus Prime die.
Yeah, I cried, I admit it, you know.
I didn't because I was a bit older, probably.
Yeah, well, I was 5 and Optimus Prime was the universe to me.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But it actually changed the direction of the following G.I. Joe kids film. Because the original plan was...
to kill G.I. Joe.
I'm not as good on the G.I. Joe action force, but basically the leader...
Yeah.
Whether it's Flint maybe or something, he was going to die.
All right.
But instead he goes into a coma and wakes up at the end of the film.
Boo.
And that's purely because they saw the pushback they got on Prime, and it's obviously the same company, and they went, no, let's wheel this back before things get really bad for us.
Yeah,
the best thing about G.I. Joe is that the guy that voices Starscream, who was a bloke called Chris Latta, who unfortunately has passed away now,
yeah,
he's Cobra Commander.
Yeah. I remember watching Visionaries.
Yeah, he's one of them as well, isn't he? Mordred, is it?
I'm sure in one of the scenes, I think it was Visionaries, it might have been a different cartoon. Like, there's a plane that crashes in the background or something, and it's just Starscream's scream. That's it. It's like, what? It's great.
He was in so much stuff. Apparently, he was the original voice of Mr. Burns in The Simpsons, but he was in Inhumanoids, and he just really was one of them actors that got... But then again, is it Frank Welker that's Megatron?
Yeah.
And Soundwave, he's in, like, everything.
Yeah. Frank Welker is in a lot of stuff. He's fucking... I was talking to my kid when we watched. I was like, why has Fred from Scooby-Doo turned into a robot and become evil?
Yeah.
Because he's Fred from Scooby-Doo.
There's another one from Scooby-Doo in it, isn't there? Is it Kasem or something? The guy that was Shaggy? He's one of the Autobots, I think.
All right, cool. I didn't notice. Didn't notice. We've been going for 30 minutes. We are going to have to wrap up in a minute. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just think it's a really good, strong film that if you've not seen it, you need to see it. Show it your kids. You know, pull anyone along to watch it. It's fantastic. I noticed when I was walking past a branch of cinema's Arc today,
mm-hmm.
they've got all sorts of stuff coming up, which is like 80s vibe. They're showing the original Top Gun, Goonies. I would really love somewhere to do that with this.
Yeah, I think it would be cool.
Proper modern big screen, big speakers. I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I would agree with you there. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It is a very good film. Good animation, good soundtrack, good voice acting. There's not really many negatives I can think of other than, like, I guess some inconsistencies with certain things, like Ultra Magnus getting completely obliterated and just slapped back together fine, and Optimus Prime getting a little bit of damage and dropping dead, things like that. You know, it's little inconsistencies like that, but, you know, I guess for the plot, it was something they just had to do, I guess. Yeah, so definitely check it out. I would, you know, rate this film highly, you know. One thing I will say, when I watched the Blu-ray of it years back, probably when I was like 19, 20, I put the Blu-ray into the Blu-ray player and the music was playing in the background and I would just hear, oh shit, what are we going to do now? Oh shit, oh shit. And it was just doing that. I'm guessing it was like some special Blu-ray edition because that's all it did in the menu music. Was repeatedly say, oh shit.
Wow.
Yeah. I loved it. So, there you go. That is going to be us wrapping up. We'll be back in a fortnight. We're either going to be doing Zombievers. We're waiting on another person. They have quite a bit of things going on, which is why we've ended up doing different films to what I previously thought we were going to do. If not, then the chances are we're going to be doing a film called Raw, which I think was a 2016 film. And it's French, I believe. Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. So, again, thank you for taking part, Kerr. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. We probably spoke about this a lot longer, actually. just because how good it is. Yeah. Cheers, dude.
You're more than welcome. It's great to be back.
Yeah, definitely. See everyone in 2 weeks. And for those who listen to Bez's Game Shack, which is the video game podcast, see you in a week. And yeah, goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Megatron. No! I'll crush you with my bare hands!